Oh, those are awesome chords by My Stones, baby. All right. Wahoos are number 7 in the AP, number 6 in the coaches, 9-0 Hobo. And so, exam break, and then Cleveland State, like, a couple of weeks from now?
Yeah, Cleveland State 4-4, so this may not be the same Cleveland State team that it has been in recent years, but as Ted Jeffries indicated, coming off a 12-day layoff, don't be surprised if Virginia's a little flat, but then two challenging games. You know, Harvard and Davidson, you got to be ready to play against those two teams, both very capable basketball teams and also extremely well-coached.
Got to lace them up and bend your knees, right?
Got to be ready every night. Virginia has, I think they have the potential for a team that could really go deep in the NCAA tournament, but on any given night, if you're not ready to play, and particularly if you're not shooting the ball well, you know, like Virginia, if you shoot 68%, this team's going to beat any team in the country.
The defense is just too sound.
But against Rutgers, they couldn't throw it in the ocean. So if you have one of those nights, then all of a sudden you're vulnerable.
Of course, they did hold Rutgers to 8 points in the second half.
Well,
is that some kind of NCAA record?
It might be. That's pretty pathetic.
In the last 20 years, has anybody...
I used to say when you can't score at the rate of a point a minute, which is 20 and a half, that's pretty sad. You know, it's hard to win basketball games if you only score 40 points. Really hard if you only score 26.
real quickly, before we don't want to forget this, we have the Sabres recruiting analyst Chris Horn joining us next week. We have got feelers out there for a number of basketball alumni. We have not got a commitment yet.
And also, I've reached out to Mike London, so we'll probably have him on the show one of the next 2 weeks.
So pretty excited about all them peoples. Plus, we're going to have a special Christmas holiday show.
On my birthday?
Can you believe that?
December 22nd?
How could that happen?
A lot of celebrations for Hubbo. Anniversary, birthday, Christmas.
I think we're going to have champagne. I've got a good friend.
Champagne, I like that.
Got a good friend down
there. Now you're thinking.
Yeah, good friend down there. Let me finish. I got a good friend down the Carolinas who likes champagne, so maybe I'll borrow one of those fancy bottles and we'll celebrate. You know, we went over 200 shows recently, Hobo.
I missed
December 1st.
This is number 201, right?
Yes. Well, technically 202 because of Saturday.
Saturday's remote, yes.
But we are thrilled to have such a good time on the air, and we know that our sponsors appreciate it, and we appreciate them. And they are Ortho Virginia, TGI Fridays, LeClaire Ryan, West Broad Hyundai, Virginia Athletics Foundation, thesaber.com, Franklin Federal Savings Bank, Stauer Affordable Luxuries, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist, Kelleher Heating and Air, Hildrop Moving, Lemaire Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, and special Orange and Blue patrons, Sarge Reynolds and Bob Watts.
And I try to use our sponsors. I drive a Hyundai. I have a new hip thanks to Vince Dalton. So, I mean, I walk the walk.
I've got titanium screws in my right knee thanks to Ortho Virginia. And is still able to play a little tennis and enjoy walking the golf course and working out almost every day.
And I drink at Fridays.
We like the cold beers at Fridays. Yeah. We need to get down to La Mer here to celebrate the holidays. And if there's a better place in all of Virginia to go celebrate with your family and closest friends, you can't beat the Lemaire Restaurant.
Lemaire Restaurant and the Jefferson Hotel. I mean, their Christmas decorations are just fabulous.
Well, it's a tradition. I mean, if you're not down there at least once or twice during these holidays and taking advantage of that, you're just missing out. The beautiful trees, the ornamentation, the music. Hey, Chris, take your parents out there and get to know them a little bit better.
There you go.
There you go.
We did a Sunday brunch for my mom for her birthday back in October. It was great.
Sweet. See, there's a testimonial.
Yeah.
All right. How about real quick, what do you think of this playoff situation? We got about 30, 40 seconds.
Well, I think, you know, the only controversy is Ohio State versus TCU and Baylor, and I think the key is the Big 12 doesn't have a playoff game. That may have hurt TCU and Baylor. Ohio State, obviously, is a brand portal, so the TV folks probably like Ohio State in the playoff. Makes for a big game, Ohio State, Alabama. So I think the playoffs the first year will be a success.
Well, Wahoos, we've got a little time off. We will be watching the soccer team very carefully as they get ready to play UMBC this Friday at 5 o'clock.
Good luck to Coach Gelnovach in the Final Four.
You know, go Coach, and go Soccer Hoos, go UVA.
And go all the players on their exams. Good luck, guys.
Wahoo.
You've been listening to Who's Talking on Fox Sports 910, sponsored